Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Christina Frank joins us on the John Williams Show on WGN Radio, Vice President of the Cornerstone Alliance on Move to Michigan. Hey, Christina, how are you today?
Hey, John, I'm great. I got to say, this is kind of a big deal this morning. You know, growing up in the Midwest, it was pretty common to be listening to WGN Radio in our household. So I feel like I'm in the big leagues today. So right. Thanks for having me.
Well, I shouldn't even be putting you on because this is... Because I'm a Chicagoan, I love this city, I work in this city, I live in this city, and I want people to stay in Chicago and Illinois, but, you know, I'm not the decider for families, and I know some people are mobile right now, and you guys have a program to attract Chicagoans, and it's where you subsidize part of their mortgage if it's over a certain amount, right? Something like that?
That is correct, and you know, just as we get started, I too love Chicago as well, but yeah, I do want to tell you why we're trying to entice people to move just across the lake and come over and check out Michigan. So the Move to Michigan program was actually created by Cornerstone Alliance to, just as you said, incentivize remote workers from Chicago and the surrounding area to consider buying homes in Southwest Michigan. You know, we noticed the flexible work options were already increasing well before the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. Things like co-working, remote work, and now we've obviously see that increase. And the benefits have really been embraced by companies around the country. We know that there are people considering moving out of the urban areas. You know, low mortgage rates, flexibility, for all of those reasons. And so we really wanted to present a new option, and they may not have considered before, and they may have never even considered Southwest Michigan. So really it was our way of getting on the map. You know, hey, if you're thinking of moving, why not think of Southwest Michigan? It's a great place to move.
How do you define family? Is this harbor country we're talking?
So harbor country up the coast, you probably got a little bit of familiarity of where that is. St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Bridgman, all of those.
How far north? How far north are you going on that?
So we're going up just north. Benton Harbor would be the farthest north.
And then how far east do you go? I'm trying to make a geographic map in my mind of the area we're talking about.
Yeah, so to start out this first round, you know, as a pilot, we've got zip codes Bridgman, Benton Harbor. So we're doing specific communities. St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Bridgman, those communities, you know, to get started. And then, you know, we have to have some sort of control on this. And then we're hoping to go into phase two. And then phase two, we could include more communities in Berrien County. You know, eventually we'd love to include all of Berrien County.
Yeah. Is New Buffalo on there?
New Buffalo is not yet, but we are anticipating them in round two.
When will that take place?
We are hoping that that will take place by the first of the year. We've actually had an overwhelming, you know, results with this so far. Just to date, we've had 164 applicants from 15 different states. So while we are marketing Chicago, we know that we have a reach nationally to reach these communities. So of these 164 applicants, we've had 15 different states, coast to coast, New York, Massachusetts.
Wow.
South Carolina, Oregon, Texas. So, you know, we're excited about that. That puts us on the map, as I said before.
So the terms are what? What do I got to have a full-time job, driver's license, a home has to be more than $200,000, right?
Correct. Yes, you cannot be a current Michigan resident, and then you need to work remotely for a company based outside of Southwest Michigan as well. And then it's a forgivable grant. So for each year of residency that you are here, a full-time resident, in the state of Michigan, then we would forgive that $5,000 per year. So year one, $5,000 is forgiven. Year two, the other $5,000 would be forgiven. And then it's an additional $5,000 if you have children that you're enrolling in public schools here.
I'm a little confused about how that works. You're not giving me a check, are you? Are you handing me $15,000 or $10,000?
Nope, we'll actually be doing that to the bank. So we'll put that towards your mortgage.
Really? So you will each year make a $5,000 payment on, I guess, the principal that I owe?
We'll actually give it to you up front. We'll give it to the bank, rather, up front towards your mortgage. So it'll be, if you, let's say you have the $10,000 you qualify for. So we would give the $10,000 to the banking institution, a local bank that we would be, mm-hmm. you know, working with. And then if you were here for one full year, $5,000 would be forgiven. Two full years, $10,000 completely forgiven. So you'd walk away with $10,000 of free money.
Yeah, right. And if you sell the home someday, assuming it's still worth what it was, that's money in your hand. Either way, it lowers your mortgage, I guess, then in those years, mm-hmm. because the principal or the interest have been paid down. So, again, you got to be full-time employee. You have to reside there. That has to be your principal residence. It can't be your second home.
That is correct. No second home. So we are looking for long-term, full-time, year-round residents. We're not into the second home business here. No, we're
happy for you to buy my lake house.
Yes, everyone would. But, you know, we want you to put your kids in our schools. We want to sit next to you at church. We want to bump into you at the grocery store. And we want you to take part in this community. You know, it's really about the community. And we have an amazing community in Southwest Michigan. So that's what it's, you know, it really hones down to that. You can have your big city career. We want that. We promote that. But come have a small town life. Come enjoy Southwest Michigan.
Yeah. But New Buffalo may be in there. Three Oaks eventually may be in there. I'm thinking mm-hmm. about some of the popular areas that people from Chicago eyeball when they come around because they're nice areas and they're close. I know enough about St. Joe's and Benton Harbor to know that those are sometimes distressed areas. Are the homes that you're asking us to buy distressed homes? Are they undervalued homes? Can you talk about that?
No, absolutely not. The housing market in our community is actually very strong. I don't know if you had a chance to see the article in Crane's Chicago Business, but they actually highlighted a couple of affordable homes that are available in our community. You know, like many other places in the country, our housing market is strong, and that's really one of the reasons why we're doing that. In economic development today, we're competing on every level. We're competing for companies, we're competing for jobs, we're competing for investment. You know, and we're competing for home builders. We're competing for people. And so that's really why, you know, we're doing this. And you know, I'm positive that, you know, a good percentage of the people that have already looked into this program have not considered Southwest Michigan before. Mm-hmm. So we're getting attention, and we're hoping to increase all of those things, you know, the population. And again, with a strong housing market, you know, if we're going to get the eyes of then developers, and, you know, we'll be building new homes, and there will be more homes available. So, yeah, to your point, you know, it's a $200,000 home value or more that we're requiring in this program. And there are homes like that available in Southwest Michigan.
Okay, so how do I sign up for that? What do people need to first do?
Yeah, so you need to visit www.movetomichigan.org. And I will also tell you that we're accepting this first round of applications until November 10th. So you need to move rather quickly. You sign up, give your information. We will respond to you directly with the full application process. And then once you return that, we will start the review process. But
what if I don't have it? You said you need to move rather quickly, meaning you need to move on the paperwork. You don't need to literally
on the paperwork.
Because I haven't picked out a house yet. So if I qualify, then do I go mm-hmm. house shopping, or do you need to have an offer on a house? Do I need to have purchased a house and then you know what I mean?
Nope. We want to do this, you know, from the initial start of your consideration of moving. So we would help you with that. We can, you know, get you in touch with local realtors. We can help you with local banks, all of that sort of thing. So yeah, don't start panicking that you have to have your bags packed and move by November 10th. We just need to get this application. We needed to do a cutoff just for the sheer amount of people interested in this. So,
MoveToMichigan.org. Yeah. Move to Michigan. Don't move to Michigan, but the website is
MoveToMichigan.org. I got to tell you, you know, I sent out a tweet today, John Lester, you know, he said, hey, I can go anywhere in the world. I said, hey, John, why not Southwest Michigan, right?
Christina Frank is the vice president of the Cornerstone Alliance on MoveToMichigan.org. Thanks, Christina. And when you guys go to phase two, let's talk again, okay?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having us, John.